Monday, and I am working with Patty Vasquez because Bill Leff is taking the day off. Bill will be back tomorrow. Patty, you will find out that on this stream of consciousness, this bonus hour, this bonus stream, it's kind of like very loosey-goosey.
I've never done this before.
Oh,
this
really?
It's very like an out-of-body experience. I've never been on the stream.
I really like to call this part of our show Bill Leff Unleashed because he usually really just takes his... Lets his hair down. I don't know what to say.
Does he take off his baseball hat? Does he let it
all? No, that doesn't happen. But he just gets kind of like really goofy here because it's like, you know, people are listening to this on the stream. It's the bonus hour. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of are kind of loosey-goosey.
Let it all fly.
Yeah. It's very different, though, because you don't have as many commercials. Judy Pilot comes in most of the time. Sometimes she doesn't feel like it, but she comes in and does the news at 12:30. It's just kind of like our little clubhouse.
Do you keep it colder in here for a reason, or is that just the way it is?
I think that's Nick DiGilio. He works in the studio, and no one's been in here, I don't think, since him last night.
Yeah, and I get very nervous. Sometimes we're up here recording something. We get here like around 9 if there's a pre-record, and when we see him in the producer's booth, we're like, we better get out of the way. Because, I mean, this is kind of his territory.
Patty normally works 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. Monday through Friday,
yeah.
Is it?
Monday through Friday.
So you're off Saturday and Sunday nights. Mm-hmm. And you offered to come in and fill in for Bill today.
And hang out with you. Just say, I wanted to hang out
with you. Well, we've never worked together. I worked at another radio station and I had you on as a guest.
You did. You were very kind to do that for me.
I love your stand-up. Oh, you're really funny. You're funny when you're sitting down as well.
I appreciate that. Just trying to make it work wherever it happens.
And you are also on Cochran's show today.
Well, I'm on his show, and I didn't realize this till yesterday, so I hope it didn't seem too weird, but I do the last Monday of every month on his show.
Yeah. Oh, I do notice that I see you every once in a while on his show, but I didn't know there was this etched in stone kind of thing.
It's on the schedule. And then I'm doing the third Monday of every month on John Williams' show. So
is that a joke?
No, I'm trying to
live. Seriously?
I'm for real.
Are you whoring yourself out?
I have gotten to the point where people don't know that I'm on this station.
You're right.
So I'm trying to show up a little bit and go. And I know that, you know, 11 p.m. is late. I do love how many people come up to me and go, well, who's even awake at that time?
A lot of people.
As though the people who are awake at 11 p.m. have no value. We have value. We're doing stuff.
I have a piece of fuzz in my eye. Sorry, that's what I'm not doing like any mime or anything.
No,
like,
I was letting you work it out. Right, I wasn't going to draw any attention to it.
Yes, so that's a great idea. And when I first started in radio a million years ago, I wanted to be on everyone else's show just to get my name out there and say, hey, this is what I'm normally on. So that's a great way to do it.
Exactly. Just to let people know and to, you know, give them a little bit of a taste of what my voice or the point of view that I have, you know, our conversation. So,
although it's different on your own show, I was wondering today if it was weird you weren't running the board because I'm running the board.
No, I wanted to make sure that I didn't want to step on your toes or change the rhythm of anything either. And then I kept catching myself. I'm like, well, what would Bill say now? And now what would Bill say?
Well, you're not Bill.
I know I'm not Bill, but his background is in stand-up comedy. Yeah. And I often find when I listen to you guys that he has a sort of take that I might have on things if I was the comic, or, you know, just trying to be goofy.
Play that role of it.
And he does. He often will take things in a different way. I love when he destroys you. I love when he makes you laugh. I don't know how it is for you.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, what other job could you ask for where you could laugh all day and get paid for it?
He does a great job. You guys are great together.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I enjoy listening to you at night. Who's up after 11?
Who even listens to that? I love when people act as though I have a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
Why are you on so late? Because
that's what was available.
Yeah.
Although Nick likes working the late night shifts.
Well, and I like the 11 to 2 because I do spend, you know, when my boys get home from school, I get to be with them through dinner time and even through almost bedtime. And then I come down here. So it's not bad.
It works out. There's a very loyal audience in the evening.
Yeah, well, that's rough. You know, when you come in and take over someone's slot, you know, I mean, there were some Milt Rosenberg fans, Steve and Johnny, who every time they come and do my show, I'm like, you guys actually belong here, just so you know. But, they're very gracious, too, when they come in. Very kind.
Well, you're a good girl, Patty Vasquez.
Oh, thank you.
Am I saying your name a little more fluid than I...
Patty Vasquez.
You know what? not, here's the thing, it's not you now, it's me, because you aren't the only one who, once I talk about my name, like Senator Dan Katowski, oh wait, he's like, is it Patty Vasquez?
Well, I swear to God, I wish Bill was here to back me up on this. I always called you Patty Vasquez, and honestly, in the last couple few months, I've heard Cochran refer to you as Patty Vasquez, and I said, oh my God, Bill, I've been saying her name
you
wrong.
You weren't, though. Honestly,
you changed it.
The distinction is, well, I've said Vasquez, so I know this is hard to hear. Vasquez and Vasquez is the difference, and my mom was the one that corrected me. She's like, it's not Patty Vasquez, it's Patty Vasquez. I'm like, okay, I can't. I'm not hearing it, Mom.
I can hear the difference.
It took me a long time. There's a video out right now. I did a commercial with Honda Fit.
I saw it.
Me too. And they asked me what I wanted to do. They were like, how would you, you know, have someone's commute more fun? And I said, let's find someone else who's Latina, who doesn't speak Spanish, and let's just make fun of that.
You really hardly speak any Spanish?
So I studied Spanish in high school, and I minored in it in college. I went to Northwestern for my PhD in history. I didn't finish, but my secondary area was Latin American history, so I had to also read, like, all the Spanish stuff. When Griffin was born, I spoke Spanish, and now we're gonna go back to Declan again. So I don't mean to, talk too much with, you know. I know that I always come back to Declan.
Well, you should always talk about your kids.
Thank you. But when he was born, because he can't process language, he's missing part of his brain. All the speech therapists urged me to not speak more than one language at home. So I have
to
not
I mean, it would confuse him even more.
Right, because if the goal is for him to speak someday, imagine throwing more language at him, more words that he already doesn't have at 12 years old, he still doesn't speak. So I have not spoken Spanish on a regular basis since he was born 12 years ago.
Although, once you learn it, you don't forget it.
Yes, I did. I mean, if you don't practice it, like, I know some of it. If I had to sit down and, like, go over it again, I would probably be able to pick it up. But I honestly, there are months that go by that I speak no Spanish.
So, does Griffin know Spanish?
Yep. I test him on his Spanish and he'll correct
me. That's pretty great.
Yeah. So
I took French in high school, which really only came in handy once. When I was in St. Lucia, because they speak French there, and I walked into a washroom, and the stall I went in had no toilet paper. So I was like, oh, darn it. So then I went into the other stall, and as I was in the stall with paper, I heard someone enter the bathroom door, go in that stall, and all I heard was, oh, and then I went, papier? And she said, oui. And I gave her some papier under the door. And it's like, my French finally paid off.
Oui.
I know, I didn't mean oui in that way. Oui also means yes.
Yes. Yeah, oui.
But papier is paper, and I was able to use my French that one time to give a square to someone.
A spare square.
Yep.
You had one to spare.
Yes,
that was
I
very
did.
Kind of you.
Yeah. And I notice, I watch your Declan videos on your Facebook page, and people should watch them because you do a great job. And just, you know, exposing people to different things in life.
Well, I want to feel normal when you see my family or another family like ours. You're like, oh, you know, maybe it's a point of reference where you go, oh, there's a kid or an adult who likes to tap on windows or just stares at the window or just walks back and forth. You know, somebody asked me the other day, they said, what would happen if you didn't walk with him, if you just let him go? And I'm like, he would walk out the door and probably walk into traffic or find some water. I mean, I asked my husband that this morning. Somebody asked that question. He goes, we would be identifying him at the morgue. And I know that sounds dark, but I mean, like, Declan has no sense of danger.
Know.
No, he has no sense of danger. He doesn't respond to his name. We lost him one time at Nordstrom. You have that moment of, oh, I thought you had him. And he, you know, they had to lock all the doors at Nordstrom at Old Orchard. They had to turn off the escalators so that he wouldn't get hurt on the escalator. And we were down on the ground. They were like, what's his name? And I didn't know how to explain to people that doesn't matter.
Yeah, he won't
respond to his name. So I was down on the floor. He was playing with the purses in the accessories department. Yeah, he was like swinging them back and forth.
We had two scares. One with my oldest son, Michael, at his was at the museum, the Children's Museum. And I was there with my sister and cousin and myself. So three of us, three adults.
Yeah.
And my sister's like, so do you want to go get lunch? And I said, yeah, where's Michael? And they're like, you have him. I said, no, he was with you guys. Well, I don't know. So we, you know, that feeling that you can't even explain.
And you remember it forever.
Yeah. It's like, you know, everything starts going really fast. Like you're in NYPD blue all of a sudden. And then we're checking the lower level, the top level. And he is just laying down playing with Thomas the Tank Engine. And at that point, when I knew he was okay, I didn't like want him to know that we were alarmed. I was just like, oh, buddy, there you are. Like, oh, holy crap. And then the second kid at Kohl's got lost, was playing underneath the rack of, it wasn't purses like Declan was doing, but you can't see him when they go in the clothes carousels.
The rounders.
And
right.
Couldn't find him. And then I went to get someone to say I had lost him. And then when he came out to surprise me, I wasn't there. We found him.
Oh, man.
But it happens.
Now, did you know when you couldn't find them for the even that brief period, could you remember what they were wearing?
No. No way.
So my husband, after we lost him at Nordstrom, started dressing the boys in the same colored shirts. Every time we would leave the house, both boys would have on a green shirt so that if Declan went missing, we would know what color he was wearing based on what Griffin was wearing.
That is genius.
Isn't that great? Yeah. And there are times when Steve would like also wear, and I'd be the only one with a different colored shirt. I'm like, hey.
You're a contrarian.
Like, hey, I want to blend in. I want to be with this family.
All right, now that you just raised the most interesting fact ever is, you know, when you report a child missing, the first thing they say, how tall are they?
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I mean, now I guess both my boys are taller than me, but when they weren't, I couldn't tell you.
No, I wouldn't. I don't even know how much Declan weighs right now, if you ask me how much he weighs. Yeah.
But what are they wearing? God, that's the last thing you think about.
Right. So Steve made sure that they would always have the same colors on.
What a great idea. I hope anybody listening right now does that.
Do you know what I did at Disney World? I bought safety belts. You know, like the Crossing Patrol?
Yeah.
There are marathon runners that have these like reflective belts. They're like bright yellow with a reflector down the middle because we went one year and I couldn't see anybody in the dark. Like I couldn't find my family. Oh man, Griffin hated this, but we all wore them so that you knew that we were part of the same family in case Declan wandered off. And the people at the park, the security people were like, that is so smart.
It's a great idea.
But I don't want everyone else to do it because now I'm going to have all these people in the reflective belts. Just don't go when I go.
Right. Right.
You get a pack of four for like $20.
I lost Dylan in the dark at Disney, by the way. You just brought that up to me. And it was like, as we were running, Jimmy Mack was leading the pack. Again, my sister and cousin were there, which I've decided every time they get lost, they are there. Jim was leading the way. It was going to be parade time. It was dark. We were trying to get by the fountain. And the next thing we know, we're all like, well, where's Dylan? You don't have him.
Yep.
And I can't even tell you how we found him. We went back to where we thought he was. We all split up.
That's
and
so
we did find him, but in the dark at Disney. And, you know, this is what I hate is people judge you. Like, there's someone listening right now, like, way to be a good mom, Wendy. You
oh,
know
come
what?
On.
It has happened to everyone, and if it hasn't, then you're lying.
Yeah.
You are totally lying. And this whole judgmental thing, you have something that you found on Facebook. We're going to take a break. We're going to do some news. But I would love to discuss this a little further, if you're cool with it.
Of course, please.
All right. Bill Leff's off today. It's Patty Vasquez in his seat. It's Wendy Snyder. And it's here on the stream, 720 WGN. All right, we're going to do some news. I believe it's Judy Pilak today. She should be sauntering in momentarily. Kasera is filling in for Jasmine today. Our producer Jasmine is having some teeth trouble.
Have you ever had, is it wisdom teeth?
Yeah.
I've had all four of my wisdom teeth pulled.
Me too. Not fun.
It was not put out. I didn't have enough money at the time, and I didn't have insurance that covered anesthesia, so I just had locals. And there's nothing more disturbing than hearing that sound.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's like china plates being cracked inside your skull. Sorry, was that too graphic?
No.
I take it back.
My husband didn't use anesthesia. I don't know why. He was scared of it. So he said it was really like the Three Stooges. Dr. Joe Ladone at the time had his foot on the chair and the pliers. And he said the same sound was...
Yeah. And then you see the tooth next to you. That's the weirdest part, too, is that they put it on the tray
next
to me.
And the root is like 20 feet long.
That was disturbing.
Kasera was telling us that she enjoyed our parental talk.
Yeah, it was nice.
And I said, well, why? So because we look bad and you were left at a rest stop?
Yeah, it was a road trip. We were going from Florida back home in Illinois. and we stopped off at a rest stop. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and like everyone in the car was asleep. So then my mom's husband got out the car to use the bathroom, and I said, oh, I'm going to go too. And when I came out of the bathroom and like went to walk in the car, I just saw them like back up and leave to get on the highway.
So how long did they leave you?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, for me, like, I think I was, like, maybe 10 at the time. So, like, it felt like forever. So sure. I had to find, like, a really nice couple, and I tried calling cell phones. No one was answering any of the phones. They came back. I think it was, like, 5 minutes later. But, like, my mom woke up in a panic because she didn't know how long ago they had stopped. So they had to, like, go in a ditch twice to come back and get me. It was horrible.
Oh.
I learned my lesson. I wake up everyone from now on any road trip. And
I feel like mom of the year now after listening to your tale.
Oh, yeah, you definitely
should. Yes, you certainly should. These are the stories we need. Yes, please.
There you go. Yeah, you guys are great because you guys noticed it very early on.
Well, thanks, Kasara. And we will continue talking about judging others after the news with Parent of the Year also, Judy Pilek, in the studio.
Thank you. I've won that award quite a few times. Congratulations.
Self-given.
Yeah. By the police department.
Oh, boy. I'm liking that pretty much. It's
right?
60 today.
So beautiful out.
57 tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm all right with
summer's
this.
Back.
Indian summer.
Yeah.
Do you have to say Native American summer and I'm not?
I think you can still say Indian summer.
All right. People judge people and it really bugs me. Okay? Because we all try our best, correct?
Yes.
If you don't try your best, then you deserve to go to jail or have action taken against you. But if you try your best to raise your kids in the, you know, there is no manual, which I wish there was. I took like a consumer ec class in high school. They taught you how to balance a checkbook and things like that.
I need that class.
Why don't they teach a class like how to raise a kid? Because no one knows.
Mm-mm. Well, we're all winging it. And that's what it comes down to. I think judging is one thing. It's when you that manifests in having to attack somebody, whether it's telling, you know, sticking your nose in somebody else's business, or as the story that I posted, it was this woman left a note on the windshield for a woman who has MS. She has a handicap placard, and this woman wrote this note, really nasty, saying, "How dare you take this spot? You don't need it." And she calls her a name, you know, and she also says, "You're not being a good example to your daughter." And here's a woman already dealing with enough, knowing that there are people judging her when she gets in and out of her car. And you already kind of think that when you're dealing with a disability. You already feel like people are staring at you or judging you. But to see that, like, physically left behind on your windshield, that someone had to go out of their way to do that is awful.
And I feel like I've just noticed these people. I'm just coming in contact with those kind of people. Where did they learn that?
I don't know.
How would you ever think that you can say to someone else anything about how they're raising their kids unless there's danger?
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I just, it astounds me what people say about my kids. And let me tell you what my response has been. I dumped those people. I can't tell you how many, not that many. But, you
like
know,
friends,
a couple,
you have friends?
Oh,
that...
yes. Nope. I don't, you know, I still know them. I see them. Don't hang out with them anymore.
I can see that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's outrageous. It's, and of course, it's something lacking in their lives.
It is about them.
Yeah. They're upset about their own kids, you know, or they, you know, whatever. And so then they have to say stuff about my kids. And sometimes it's just ridiculous. It's not even that bad, but it's just the point. Who are you to say something about my kid in front to me? Yeah. Most times in my home.
She's getting mad. She's like, to this fake
person. Because you know what? Because it's been happening. It's been happening, and I hate it.
Because it's a new era where people think they can just speak their minds. I mean, there's something. This woman has MS. She has a placard that she received legally to park in handicapped spots. I heard this story, and it bothered me for so many reasons. First of all, she brings the kid into it. Like, you know, look what you're teaching your kid, that, you know, to lie. No, she got a placard for some reason. This woman who's complaining and left a terrible note obviously needs a handicapped spot as well, right?
I doubt it. Are generally people who don't need the handicap spot, because when I get out of the car with Declan, like, somebody will, because, you know, at first, until you see him start to walk, you might not realize that my son has a disability, or you might not
but
be able
to. But you don't need to know.
You don't need to know.
View a disability. I'll never forget, my friend Lisa always says some of our kids have an emotional wheelchair where you're not seeing it.
Right.
You see someone come out in a wheelchair, you go, oh, wow, they're handicapped. But if someone has an emotional emotional wheelchair, you're not seeing it. So they may look normal to you and me, but they have a lot of issues. And this poor MS woman,
yeah.
I there are so many handicapped spots. I guess I misunderstood. I thought it was another handicapped woman saying, why are you doing this?
No, it was just a judgmental woman, right?
It was.
That's even worse.
She has been, ordained the, judgment police.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is that and there's a school on the northwest side. I'm not going to say which one it is, but I would often take Griffin there, Declan there for pool therapy, and every spot would be taken because the handicapped spots, because the parents would be waiting for their kids. And I would walk up looking for the placard and realizing, like, none of these cars are handicapped.
Were they in their car just waiting for
their
kid?
They were in their car, like, waiting. So I started taking pictures of their license plates and of the people in the car. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, do you have a handicap placard? They're like, no one needs it. I'm like, that's why I'm taking your picture. I was waiting for these spots so I could take my son to pool therapy.
And I have a placard.
And I have a placard. And, I would roll up next to them and, like, wave the placard, and they'd be like, But I'm not judging them. I'm just saying, hey, could you not park in the spot?
I'm judging them.
I know. I mean, I am judging them. Obviously, I'm judging them.
Well,
I'm angry at them.
But you know what? People, I can see, if they came up to me and said, I need the spot, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, please. But, if they are mostly empty, okay, you could, and you're in your car. Got to be in your car.
And there was, like, the whole lot would be full. Yeah, they were always, most of them were in their cars.
Well, and that's why I think people get so upset. Let's face it. The handicap spot is probably one of the most abused, government things you can do. It's ridiculous
but people
how many
see,
people get it.
Yes, and that's the thing, is that people see someone getting something they don't think they deserve.
Right.
Not knowing, like, one woman posted on my wall when I shared this story. She's like, someone yelled at me, and I had to pull up my pant leg and show them my prosthetic.
Jeez.
And just be like,
she hit her with it? That's what she should have done. That's outrageous.
I have a question, though, about these placards.
Okay.
I have a family friend who got a knee replacement. I got mine 11 years ago and didn't get a placard. She got one. She had a knee replacement last year and got a placard to park. And to me, don't think that's a handicap because it's just temporarily.
You can get a temporary placard.
But so when that temporary one expires, do people still keep using them?
Sure they do.
Well, then why aren't, we have enough police to do other things, but why aren't people looking at it? And if it's not, if it's not hanging there, give them a ticket. Because isn't it a $500 fine?
It depends on the spots. And we'll say like $250.
It's still up there, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a
big one. If there's an expiration date on it and it's expired, give them a ticket.
I'm sure they do.
I'll volunteer to be that meter maid.
Yeah.
The three of us can
walk around. No, they actually do enforcement programs where they'll even tell you. They're like, we're going to be at, Woodfield. So if you don't have a placard. They definitely do it. I mean, this is beyond that, though. This is someone, trying to out someone who actually has one legitimately because she doesn't think that woman should have had one.
It's the shaming thing of it.
Yes. And you know what? People have heart conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it. They could be walking normally, but you don't know what I mean? I would never even think to have the gumption to say that to someone not knowing.
But when did it start where people butt into people's lives?
Yeah,
we kind of always gossiped. I mean, I'll be honest, and I don't like to, but it's a human nature. You go, so-and-so's kid did this, whatever.
Or you think it in your head. You don't actually say the word.
Exactly.
You should really get a handle on your child.
But people now say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because we're getting older, and as you get older, you say, I say things that I wouldn't say.
You say more things now than you ever did.
Not that, though, I hope. But so I wonder if those people who always had that in them now feel more courageous to say it. I don't know.
Loud. They're loud about it.
Obnoxious and just dumb.
Yeah, I remember when Declan was three or four, because he still uses a mobility chair, and I had this woman, she saw them in the stroller, she's like, you should really let your son run around. Why is he still in a stroller? And like, when we were younger, and our kids...
I swear to God,
I would be in jail.
But I mean, you remember seeing kids, like maybe a kid who had a pacifier too long, and you'd be like, oh, she doesn't want to hear her kid talk, or she shouldn't.
Kids had pacifiers till they were five, and you know what? You don't judge because
you don't know what
position you're going to be in.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't even think things about people, and that's, whatever, you're like, whatever. But you don't say anything.
Okay.
It's none of your business. Keep it in your head.
Right. And this is so sad. I have a daughter who's developmentally now she's beyond that. We used to say developmentally delayed, but she's mentally handicapped. She's so high functioning, though, that literally I make her seem worse at times so people will understand. Because, you know, when you don't have a real physical disability.
Right, yes.
And you have a mental disability and it's not. And
the
like
emotional
I said,
wheelchair.
Yes. And she's so, I mean, especially socially. She's got it socially. But, you know, she can't get change for a dollar. I mean, right. There are issues there. But I have to, like, go overboard. You know, like say we're getting on a plane or whatever. Just so people understand.
Yeah.
You know, that something's wrong with her. So don't judge her. And because they do. You know, you see.
Because they're going to be mean or go, come
or
on,
like,
can you
yeah,
hurry
why
up?
Are you, yeah, why do you get to go on first?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Why do
Which is
why?
A great little perk. Yeah. I know. Hey, we consider it our superpower.
I know,
that
right?
That is part of our superpower.
We don't know how she'll react when there's crowds on the plane. So they're like, absolutely. I mean, yeah, if the airline is letting me go first, there's a reason for it.
But right. why don't people realize that? Why do they think for
because
a minute, even a harumph to your spouse or something and go, look at, why are these
right.
people getting
she
on?
She looks like she can be, yeah,
right,
she's
but
fine.
You can't go up to the person and say it because, you know, doesn't it seem after hearing all these stories that 9 out of 10 times you're wrong?
Right.
Yeah. How many, and do they ever acknowledge when they're wrong? I mean, do they even, like,
no.
does that ever sink in for them when they're
no.
wrong and, like,
the
have
ones,
that form next no. time?
They're the
no.
ones who go,
well.
Well,
yeah, see, that's
it. Yeah, well. Yeah,
that is
yeah.
not right. You go, oh, my God, I am so sorry.
Right? No.
Look
Those
at me butting my nose
don't
in.
Don't ever do that. They'll, to the death, no. They
and
won't
I,
do that.
And I think that's what made us crazy about this anonymous note, is that you burn because you're like, I can't even respond to this because you just sort of, you know, did this blind sort of note. Now I have no way of retaliating.
Yeah. Cowardly left a note.
It's very cowardly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one did this before.
Why can't everyone be like us?
But listen, we are three very opinionated, and I will even say sometimes bitchy women. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll say we all three are.
I will take that on.
But yeah. You know what it comes down to?
I accept that.
My favorite saying, kindness matters.
Kindness
totally
kind. Matters.
Even if you suspected, you know, make sure you can't just, and even if you do suspect it and you it is true, what are you going to gain by that?
And look, I've had my moments where I've wanted to. I've seen like this, you know, mom like swearing her head off at her kids and, you know, yanking them by the arm. I saw.
Was
woman,
that me that day? Because
no,
I've done it.
I was in a store and a woman was saying, I'm going to kick you if you don't shut up. And she was like really like violent with her kids. And I mean, not violent, but like talking about
right.
hurting them and hitting them. And I wanted to say something, but I'm like, maybe that's just how, you know, she just threatens them. She's not hitting them. I, you know, it's not my place to say anything.
And right. in a weird way, it isn't your place. If you saw her hitting them,
maybe
but think about this. Like, all right, you're in a store and you see a mom spank a kid. You will have some people who go, oh my God, that's child abuse. And you will have other people going, eh, sometimes you have to spank your
yeah,
kids.
My kid deserved that.
Right.
So
it's none of our business,
and that's, it isn't. So when is it safe
when it's
to
dangerous.
Butt in?
Like I said, if she,
but how do you
if
determine
she had
that?
Kicked him,
yeah,
I would think that would be a danger sign.
So do you
yeah.
call the police
yeah.
or do you tell the store
oh,
manager?
I would intervene
if she
and,
kicked him. Yeah,
yeah, I would.
Oh,
and you know what? The times I've intervened, the times I've been one of those people, I feel like I've always gone to the victim. You know what I mean? Like, I remember one time I was in line at a store and this woman was just berating the cashier. It was outrageous. Outrageous. And of course, it got into the parking lot to the point where other people got involved and I finally just got in my car. But I, to the cashier, said, I want you to understand that, you know, I feel right now I know you're about to cry.
Right.
I said, please, you did everything right. This woman was out of line. And of course, she was still standing there. And then she and her husband started up and they were older. And it just, and I'm like, she needed to be told. But I mean, I didn't so much direct it at her and tell her
but
how
you
she
knew
should
she'd
acting.
Hear it.
But yeah,
passive
so I directed
aggressive.
It. Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. Because yeah, I can't tell
I have
you how
mastered
to act.
That.
You're
going to
act like this when you walk out of the
right.
store. But I want this poor girl to know that you're a great cashier and we're behind, you know, we're all standing here. We all heard this. Please. You are doing great. You know, I don't remember what it was. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the, you want to let them know.
Right.
That's the exception.
Yes,
yeah.
But they followed me out, and then a man came up and you know came to my defense.
They followed you.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, in my face, and I was like, yeah, go ahead, hit me. But I, you know what I mean. I didn't want to. I was with my daughter, and it was. But I did. I really was happy. I did that to show her. you don't let that behavior get, don't let people get away with that. You don't have to be confrontational to them, even though it did become that because of them.
What were they so angry about?
That I had, you know, that.
No, I mean, with
yeah,
her, though,
were they so rude
it was
to the
every
clerk.
Price was wrong. Or, yeah, it just was ridiculous. I don't even know, but we were all like, come on. I mean, yelling at her, you're so stupid. And oh, yeah, it was bad. It was really
awful.
Yes. It was so bad that I felt the need to say something.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was just she was having a bad day, no. She was giving it to her and just treating her like horrible. I mean, no. And I have gone to management before and complained. If I see that in a store, if I see the workers taking advantage, I will. It's hard to do it, too. But as I get older, I make it a point now to do that.
Lower tolerance. You don't have any talent for that stuff anymore.
No, I don't.
But no one should have to deal with that. No job is worth it to get treated like that. We're all, you know what? Basically, we're all pretty much the same, aren't we? We're all human beings.
Yeah, I feel like I need to show that victim always. Like, this is not how, you know, and sometimes it'll be about, you know, this is not how Americans act. It'll be someone who's obviously maybe not an American, not obviously, but might not be, you know, an American citizen, or is here and doesn't know English very well. And it's like, no, you don't treat people like that,
No.
Again, it comes back to kindness.
Don't you get the feeling that there are people out there who just think that everyone's, you know, beneath them or
worthless? Miserable. They're the miserable people in our world.
Yeah. And I continue to be surprised every time I come across somebody like that. Like,
right?
You're being horrible. I didn't expect that. I would rather be surprised by horribleness than expect horrible people all the time.
I expect everyone to be horrible. I really do.
No.
I kind of do. I was in a liquor store. I normally just will get beer wherever I go, but I have been really into this. It's called.
Sometimes I actually go to the liquor store.
But it's funny when my girlfriend calls it the toy store because her son used to love going to a toy store and look around. So that's how her husband is in a liquor store. So she would always go, "We're going to the toy store. Do you need anything?"
Nice.
I'm liking this new beer. It's my only Spanish speaking thing, Estrella Jalisco.
Okay.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what it is.
It's like the Star of Jalisco.
There is a star on there.
Yeah. Star of Jalisco.
What is it?
Spanish. It's a star.
Where's Jalisco?
Oh, it's a I don't know if it's a city or a state.
A region in Mexico?
Yeah, region of Mexico. Jalisco?
Really?
Yeah.
And Estrella is a star?
Star.
It's the star of that region.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's the star of my eyes because that's the beer I drink now. It's like a crisper, never skunky Corona.
Ooh.
It's really good.
I like that.
Estrella Jalisco.
Estrella Jalisco.
And so I'm in a liquor store because you can't just get it at Mariano's or the Jewel. You have to make a special stop for this stuff. And yeah, all right, it's $8.99 a six pack, but I don't drink that much anymore. So when I do, I want it to be good.
I'm looking at the reviews for the beer. It's very good.
Oh, it's really good.
Wow.
It's really good.
I'm going to try this one out.
So I'm waiting in line, and there is a woman a little older than me. So I would say she's probably in her 60s. And she is she's being very nice, but she's being very talkative to the clerk. And the line's getting longer, and it's kind of taking a while. And she's like, okay, well, did you have a good time at your... It's like, you know, I was kind of getting a little like, well, there was a gentleman in front of me who had the cheapest bottle of vodka that I've ever seen in my life.
Skull.
I don't even know what it was.
I know all the cheap vodkas.
I think it was cheaper than that because I had never seen it. And a bottle of Coke, which, in my opinion, Coke and vodka don't mix, but that's what he had. And he looked a little disheveled, maybe a little dirty. And he's standing there as this woman is talking to the clerk. And this vodka guy goes, are you paying for your stuff or are you hitting on him? And it was kind of funny.
I kind of like that.
She turned around and if looks could kill, she said, excuse me? Like, just... I've used that expression.
We can tell because you scared me a little bit just doing it.
But it scared me. She goes, excuse me? And he goes, I just was saying, there's a lot of people in line. I just like, are you hitting on them or are you buying your stuff? And she goes, I don't appreciate you speaking to me like that. And then he felt really small and stupid and... He's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then the clerk didn't know what to do. And so then this guy is rung up and the lady left and kind of looked over her shoulder at him. And then when Mr. Vodka comes up to put his stuff on the counter, he looks at me and he goes,
I'm not even going to say a word to you. And I'm like, no, I got what you were saying. I just,
thank you.
She didn't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it went right over her head. And that's the thing. You want those moments to land. You want to have that.
And it was
sort of
funny.
Yeah.
She had no sense of humor.
And she had no sense that she was.
It
wasn't
Chatty
all
Cathy.
About her. Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a line by, you know, I would. Why aren't you. That how do you not acknowledge that? How do you not know?
Having that awareness, though,
yeah,
of what's going
no
on.
Filter.
Yeah. No filter, no respect for the people around you.
Right.
I do get aggravated when I'm behind somebody, you know, when they both start getting chatty. They don't even know each other.
That's usually
but you know
me.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm usually the lady talking to people.
Especially if it's an older person. I'm like, they might not talk to anyone.
That's they might true. Have no yeah. one else.
So
to talk
I get
to.
Mad right away, and then I back off and like, okay, come on,
you're
this
right.
woman. Maybe she's lonely, and because she's smiling at me, knowing what she's doing, and okay, let her talk.
Yeah, all right.
I try to pick good my point. Spots. I will talk to anyone who will listen.
Me
anyone.
Too. And see, I don't understand people who don't do that. Say hi to everyone.
Absolutely.
I was talking to the garbage man the other day because it was so nice out. And I really needed him to take something. I didn't have a sticker for him.
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
what
hey,
it was.
No. But I mean, I just, you know, you're both there. You pass someone on the street. Don't you acknowledge him? I always do.
I do. Jim doesn't. Jim has like the Clydesdale blinders on. He's just like, and then when you mention somebody like, oh, isn't that Steve? And he's like, who's Steve? Yeah. I'm like, our neighbor.
The guy who just walked by us? Yeah, it just is weird. Some people don't want to acknowledge him. They make a point of not acknowledging people.
Even the neighbors?
Yes.
Yeah. But men are different than us, don't you think, in that respect? We love, and first of all, Judy, you and I are similar in that respect that we will talk all day, and sometimes men in our lives, our kids or husbands get sick of listening to us talk, so we need an outlet.
But it's life. I'm like, if you don't talk to people, you never meet new people, you don't do new things, you don't
you're
see
right.
You know what I mean? That's how the world works. Don't just be in your own little world.
As long as they're not in front of me in line.
Right, okay. But when you're paying for your liquor and there's
pay
a line, you get it done quick.
Just, yeah.
She could have gone off
Let's
to the
go.
Side and still talked to him. That is kind of weird.
She was, but you know, it came to the point where it wasn't that long.
But
I mean,
it
this
was
guy
long
could,
enough.
I know, but I'm like that at the Jewel checkout. I have a certain cashiers that I always know and chat with, but I never go pay, like once they've bagged my stuff, I'm
right.
out the door.
Yes, anything that prolongs it.
Yeah.
As long as they're not stopping while they're ringing either, you know, to talk.
Right, that's the worst. Or right before their fingers there, they're like, oh, and then you know, I make my turkey and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
like, oh my God, push it, push it, push it.
And just the other day at the Jewel, these two ladies were talking. They said, I said, oh man, I just have a few things to get and I'm all finished, and then that set the woman and the bagger off, so they were having a whole conversation not even including me. I'm like, don't you want to hear about my Jello bowls?
Oh, Wendy got left out.
I totally did. And then they're like, have a good one. I'm like, too late now.
Yeah, exactly. Hope your dinners stink.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe they left
we had
me
a
out
moment
of the conversation
and you got them started. That's
I don't know. All right, so what have we learned? I put a little post on my Facebook page, which I don't even care about anymore. I'm so sick of Facebook, I got to admit, I really am. But I said, you know, enjoy your family for the holidays and bring kindness to your table this year. Because really, that's what it's all
nice.
About.
Yeah.
We need kindness.
Matters.
It does. I will say, this is the first Thanksgiving in a long time, I think, that there were no fights in my house. There were no arguments. There was no drama. So I think that for me, that felt like a good way to sort of go into the holiday season.
But nice. A burned turkey and crappy gravy.
Well, there was that. And nobody complained. Like, everyone was really nice about my overly dry turkey and my horrible gravy. I'm going to have backup next time. I'm going to have someone. What do they say from Trader Joe's? I'm gonna
do that. Yeah, the gravy. Turkey gravy mix.
Turkey gravy, yeah, I've got this. Was terrible.
I like brown gravy though.
I also tried. By the way, I didn't even mention earlier that I tried using the neck and all the innards.
Gizzards,
the giblets.
I tried doing that too.
What?
Yeah.
I just
so
boil
bad.
Those a little bit with some maybe stock, and then just use a couple of spoonfuls just for the flavor.
Yeah,
and the gravy.
I did them too, but
I was like, I don't know what to do with these.
I cut up the livers and the giblets and put them in the
you're
second
supposed
stuffing.
To, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the stuffing. See, I tried making it. It told me to put it in the blender, and like I tried. It tasted like liver, and I was like, "Oh, this is awful."
Because it is liver.
I know. I know. I thought like it would sort of blend with the stock and all, like, having boiled it for hours, and the herbs and all the stuff I put in there. No.
Oh,
so bad.
Bummer. Fail.
I'm never making gravy again.
I made really good gravy this year, I will say.
I'm so jealous.
What's your secret?
Yeah, what'd you do?
I use a lot of fat.
Mm-hmm. So you use the drippings and you put flour in it?
And yeah, I use, you know what I use? Wondra.
Wondra, which is it's like talcum powder.
Yeah, flour just never works. It's so,
it clumps.
Yeah.
That was always
Wondra
the problem.
Wondra is wonderful.
What's Wondra?
It's like a flour, but it's...
Is it finer so it doesn't clump?
Maybe
like that?
That's it. Yeah, and it comes in a canister and you just
it comes
shake
in like the Ganella breadcrumbs or Parmesan cheese.
I always have it on hand.
I have Wondra too.
I'm gonna go all Wondra from now on. Yeah, buy gold. Go, all right. By the way, Jalisco is a state in Mexico.
Oh, so I make sure that the star of Jalisco.
Maybe you want to go there and visit their brewery.
That's probably brewed here.
The state is known for mariachi music and tequila.
Oh, I love them both. I love mariachi and tequila.
Can you taste that in the Estrella?
I think so.
I'm just saying. That's what you're...
My taste buds are mariachi.
Any excuse to go to Mexico. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody else's show gets to go. So when Rose...
I haven't, just so you know.
All right. Well, let's combine shows.
I say, ooh, I like this.
That's what we used to do at the old days at the Loop Radio station. It's like every, you know, every show was like a morning show. So we would do, like, every show was broadcasting live from a certain place. No one was here.
Come on. Let's get on that.
A whole block. Yeah. We'd do this.
I'm telling you, Huatuco was like, whew, it was nice.
Noise.
It was really nice.
Yeah. The videos demonstrated how much fun you guys were having.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I still have, I mean, I met people and we're friends now.
Are you really?
Yeah. Listeners.
She makes friends so easily.
I do. Okay. I actually talk to people, other human beings. That's what happens.
I think this is one of the things I do get nervous about, any of these sort of like the travel, you know, groups that you go with when you have, like, whether it's with WGN or Steve Bertrand's. And I'm a stand-up comic. A lot of my friends are comics on cruise ships. I'm always worried about being surrounded by the people, like, if it doesn't go well, or, you know, if you don't have the right chemistry with them, and then, but you're still there like every day.
Are they going to throw bread at you or something?
Our listeners are so... They're like the best listeners. They are.
Okay.
They are.
They're fans.
They know they're not their place. They keep their distance unless you engage them. I mean, they are not all in your business at all.
Okay, good.
As
long as they know that there are sort of, you know, their limits.
No, they are so good.
Judy
about
has
that.
No okay. limits, but the
I,
listeners
No, you know what?
Do.
Like, I would invite them to dinner. A couple, you know, I'd been a nice couple, and they were like, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah, come on, sit down." No one else did that. Trust me. So they, but yeah, and they were fine. People who don't want to be bothered, they understood that. And people like me who want to be bothered, they understood that.
I want to be bothered to a point. I want to be bothered to a point, and then be like, "Okay, I gotta go."
They're cool with that.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Bill's back tomorrow. Patty Vasquez will be. Are you on later tonight now at 11?
I think I am. Yes. Because I just got a text from my guests. So I think I'm on tonight.
What? How could you work this much?
I'm going to go home and take a nap.
All right. Thank you for fitting in.
Thank you for having me.
Fitting in.
That too.
I know. But that makes me feel better. I'm glad. I hope I fit.
I think we make a great threesome, by the way. I'm just saying.
Wow, she said that.
Yeah, I know.
We say a lot of things on the stream, Patty. I'm here every day.
I explained it to her. This is loosey-goosey.
We forget we're on the radio right now.
Threesome. I didn't know it was that loosey-goosey. This is intense.
It's Bill Leff Unleashed usually. Yeah. He's usually the worst, which is funny, because on real, you know, the real radio waves, which I keep saying is incorrect.
They're all waves.
He's a little more in control. Yeah. But not. This is our fun time.
All right, it's good to have fun time.
Mm-hmm. Everyone needs it.
Especially with your Estrella Jalisco.
It's very good. She says it way better than I do. All right. It has been a blast filling in the Chick Show today with Patty Vasquez. Bill
Leff
will be back tomorrow, so it will still continue to be the Chick Show.
I won't talk to that. No one
else. Oh, it's all in good, clean fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really had fun.
This was wonderful. Anytime, if you'll have me.
All right. Anytime you want, you are welcome. And you can catch Patty Vasquez tonight, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Get a nap, will you?
Okay, I'm going to go do that right now. I have to clean the house.
Thank you so much for listening. Back with Bill Leff tomorrow here on the Stream of Consciousness, the stream, the bonus stream, the Bill Leff Unleashed. It's all here on WGN.